But the European Union, as we know it, is a completely different beast to the one that certain people in the UK voted for in the 1970s, and has morphed into this beast that doesn't represent UK values, doesn't represent UK interests, and doesn't represent the British people who cannot throw the buggers out. Who cannot?
Yeah, but why does the UK let migrants in then? Because these people are coming in. Her Majesty's government is allowing 300,000 people into the country. That's nothing to do with the European Union.
Well, it is to an extent, because the EU has this free movement of people principle, and so whether we're in Schengen or not is, I think, a slight irrelevance here, because a whole range of people who are EU passport holders have come to the United Kingdom over the course of time. Individuals who have gone from non-EU states into other EU states will gain EU passports, and so it's the ever-increasing process of migration throughout the continent of Europe. And so it is actually connected with the European Union, and that's that particular principle. But it's also connected in another immigration side of things, and this is something I'm particularly keen to promote, because our relationship with the European Union and that free movement of people principle means that the UK discriminates against other people from around the world.